A teenage girl has been transferred to the Royal Brisbane Hospital, where she's fighting for life after an e-scooter crash overnight. The girl was unconscious when paramedics arrived at Woona Road in Alexandra Headland just after 6 p.m. She'd suffered a life-threatening head injury. The forensic crash unit is investigating. Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli has called for a roundtable meeting with key stakeholders to discuss the region's transport future. It follows news earlier this week that Sunshine Coast Direct Rail to Maroochydore has been taken off the Commonwealth's infrastructure priority list, putting the project in serious jeopardy before the 2032 Olympic Games.
There is a lot at risk here. There's a lot at play. We all know we have been on the path for rail. That's what we were wanting all along. What we do need to do is get people together to talk about this in a really mature and sensible way, because the Sunshine Coast needs to be sure that we are getting the very best public transport system that we can into the future.
While the Sunshine Coast 2032 advocacy group has released a statement this morning proposing an integrated bus transit system as a solution to our transport needs that goes beyond direct rail. It says an integrated bus rapid transit system is deliverable before 2032 and would connect all major hubs, including the airport and university, to proposed Olympic venues. Well, with storm season upon us, there's an urgent plea from police to favourite the emergency alert phone number. Deputy Commissioner Shane Schalepi says texts from that number contain potentially life-saving information that includes advice on how to take action to protect you and your loved ones.
These messages will come out as an automatic text message. You don't need to sign up or subscribe to these messages, but they'll come out for a prescribed area where the disaster is occurring. They'll come out from a number, 0444 444 444.
And a mystery illness that's been around for just a few years is affecting our flying fox and rainbow lorikeet populations. It's a type of paralysis syndrome, which leaves the animals unable to cling to branches or feed themselves. Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital manager Dr. Ludo Valenza says the influx of sick animals has been hard on staff as the hospital works closely with researchers to try and find a cure.
In addition to the already high numbers of patients that we see during trauma season, having to also treat flying foxes and lorikeets is an extremely big effort from our team. These guys need intravenous fluids, they need consistent nursing care, they need Vitarios for warmth and humidity.